essence, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Last week, in an effort to make the Burns' future more secure, Gracie bought a chicken ranch. It worked out about as you'd expect, and George considered himself lucky when he sold the ranch at a loss of $1,000. He's telling Gracie about it now.
So that's what your week in the chicken business cost me. $1,000.
Oh, George, you're just like every other husband. Unreasonable. The minute your wife does something horrible, you complain.
Yes, I'm a beast.
And besides, it wasn't my fault we lost money on the chickens. The customers were too fussy. Every time they bought a chicken, they wanted it cleaned.
Well?
Well, you try cleaning a chicken sometime. I use soil off, energy...
Gracie. When you clean a chicken, you remove its feathers.
Oh, well, now that's ridiculous. How'd I ever get them back on again?
With scotch tape and forget the whole thing.
Well, don't worry. I'll go into some other business and get you $1,000 back and more besides.
Oh, no, you won't. You're not going to make the name of Burns a laughingstock.
All right, I'll just use my first name. That's what all big business people do anyway. Look at Frank. No one knows his last name, but he's the biggest man in the Furter business.
Oh, Frank Furter?
Sure.
Oh, yes, Frank Furter.
I don't want you to go into any more business.
You don't, huh?
I don't, no. And that's an order.
Yes, sir.
And I want it obeyed.
Yes, sir.
I'm your husband, and what I say goes.
Yes, sir.
Now, is that perfectly clear? Are there any doubts in your mind?
Well, just one, dear.
What is it?
What business shall I go into?
Oh, no.
Well, good morning, folks.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
I dropped over to get a little advice, Gracie. You're the one I always turn to because I admire your intelligence.
Oh, you see, George, Meredith thinks I've got lots of brains.
Well, I can understand that. Guy Kibbe probably thinks Edgar Bergen has lots of hair.
I don't get it.
Well, work on it. I'm going down to the corner cigar store. If anyone calls, I'll be right back.
He says the strangest things. Oh, what's the advice you want, Meredith?
Well, as you know, Gracie, I'm a bachelor whose life has been devoted to music. I live alone, just me and my flute.
Yeah, I know.
But in the spring, I sometimes feel that I would welcome the presence of a, of a woman.
Meredith.
A reckless attitude, I realize. But there's something about the spring that makes my flute seem not quite enough.
I never thought I'd hear you say such a thing.
I've resisted these impulses because once back in Mason City, my actions toward a young lady caused quite a bit of talk. In fact, I left town under sort of a cloud.
My goodness, what did you do?
Well, at a taffy pull, I pulled her taffy longer than any other girl.
Meredith Wilson.
And now the spring is here again, I'd like to meet a nice girl. You think it'd be all right for me to advertise in the paper for one?
Oh, you're only fooling.
No, I'm not.
You don't advertise for things like that.
Well, other people do. I noticed several such ads in the personal column of this paper.
Really? Let me see. My goodness, you're right. Listen to this one. Refined lady would like to correspond with educated gentleman. If you don't know how to write, phone Dreamland Dance Hall. And ask for Toots. Meredith, are ads like these always in the papers?
Yep, hundreds of them every day.
Oh, this gives me a terrific idea for a business to go into.
It does?
Sure. I'll find mates for all these lonely people. I'll open a matrimonial bureau.
A matrimonial bureau?
Yes.
Gee, double willikers. Oh, I beg your pardon. Forgot I was talking to a lady.
Now, I'll need about $25 to put an ad in the paper. Have you got $25, Meredith?
I work for your husband, Gracie.
That's right.
You'll have to get the money from George.
Oh, no. He told me never to go into business again. However, if I flatter him enough, he might give me the money and no questions asked.
Really?
Well, sure. Sure. That's it. I'll flatter the little rascal. And then... Oh, here he comes. Quick, out the back way. I've got work to do.
Okay, Gracie, and lots of luck.
Oh, George, The census taker was here while you were gone, and you know, for the life of me, I couldn't remember your age.
My age?
Yeah, tell me again. Is it 30 or 31?
Or 31?
Stop being ridiculous. I'm down there 36.
You know, dear, that's hard to believe. How could a man get as handsome as you are in only 36 years?
Well, I
you
never
know,
were.
George, sometimes I ask myself, I say, Gracie, do you love George just because he's as handsome as he is? And then I say, no, no, I'd love him just as much if he only looked like Robert Taylor.
Would you really?
Yes. It's the thousand and one thrills I get just being near you that make my life such a dream of ecstasy.
Oh, Gracie.
Oh, really? The strange and tender things that remind me of you. The sight of your tousled hair in the morning. Your delicate hand waving goodbye. Your strong white feet at eventide.
Oh, all right.
The kindness that shines from your eyes. The warm, generous smile that lights your face when I ask you for $25.
Gracie.
The flower of your hat is at least